So we're at the Great Cornwall Food Fair, and it's on Lemon Quay in Truro. And with me is Nathan Outlaw and Ruth Huxley, who has organised this whole great affair. Ruth, this is an amazing event. I mean, how did you put this together all on your own?
Well, it wasn't quite on my own, but we do have a very tiny team at Cornwall Food and Drink. It's just the equivalent of 3.5 people full time. So, yeah, it is a massive feat, and I'm absolutely staggered at how well it's been received just this first morning. It's absolutely packed in here, and we've come up with a new name and a new branding this year, a whole new look to the event, and everybody seems absolutely thrilled with it, and I am too.
And it's growing bigger each time, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we take up as much space as we possibly can, but each year we seem to be able to eke a few more inches out of Lemon Quay. But I think we've just about done the maximum we could possibly do this year with our new deck area at one end, which is going down well.
And we've got Nathan Outlaw, who's been doing a presentation here in the theatre on Lemon Quay. What have you been showing all the crowds here?
I just showed them how good the ingredients are, basically. I mean, I've been supporting this festival now for 11 years. This is my 11th time, so I always look forward to it. And, you know, I just try and come along and demonstrate something that they can cook for themselves at home. So I think that's very important because, you know, most of the people that are coming to this festival are, you know, going to walk around the festival. They're going to pick up bits and bobs, and they really need, sometimes they want to know how what they can do with it. So today I sort of did a sharp spear poached red gurnard, which I got the gurnard from Directly Fish, and then I just made like a poached fish in there, which is really good with all the local ingredients, local vegetables that we have in Cornwall right at this minute. So very seasonal dish, very original to Cornwall, and you know, you've got so much to celebrate when we live here, you might as well just put it all in a bowl.
And how important is it to you as a Cornish chef to be at an event like this? It's profile, isn't it?
Yeah, it's paramount to be at a festival like this. I mean, it's a one of a kind in Cornwall, and it's you know, it needs the support from anybody, you know, in the industry or not. I mean, if we don't celebrate and support all these producers that are in this tent, it's simple. They won't be there anymore. So everyone needs to get along, you know, come down here every year and support it, and make sure that we can continue to do it for as long as we can.
And tell me about some of the new brands that are on show here.
Yeah, we always like to have new chefs and new producers here. So new chefs this year, we've got Mark Apsley coming across from the Idle Rocks, and he actually worked with Nathan at one point in his career. And brand new opening this weekend, the Old Ale House in Truro, with a chef, Jack Botha, who's come across from River Cottage. He's an award-winning chef there. And that's just two of the new chefs we've got. And new producers, we've got the likes of Tiny Guys, Ruggeroni's just started up doing new relishes and things like that. Really pleased to have fresh fish back. So Nathan mentioned the Directly Fish guys. Fantastic to have them with us this year. People really do associate Cornwall with seafood now, and we thought it was paramount that we actually had some good fresh fish on display. These are guys that go out every day in their own small boats, fish in the traditional way around the Cornish waters, and it's great that we can show that off.
Ruth and Nathan, thank you very much for talking to me.
No worries, thank you very much.